Hello there, I'm Colin Patterson and welcome to Advertiser News for Wednesday the 16th of January. A Monklands confectionery firm has been criticised for launching a sweet flavoured with Buckfast. Bucky Tablet contains the tonic wine as one of its ingredients and is being trialled by Chapel Hall firm Wonka Chocolate. Charity Alcohol Focus Scotland have branded the company irresponsible for using alcohol in a sweet which could be bought by children. But the makers of the tablets say that it is not aimed at kids and that the alcohol is burned off during the production process. The funeral of an amateur footballer who died after he collapsed in the middle of a game will take place tomorrow. Garkosh United midfielder Adam Bain passed away on Sunday after suffering a suspected brain hemorrhage. The 30-year-old from Cryston was playing for Garkosh in their Caledonian League match with Drumchapel FPs at Eastgate on Saturday afternoon. Adam's funeral will take place at Dundowie Crematorium and mourners have been told they don't have to wear black. Adam's family have today thanked everyone for the unbelievable support they've received since his death. The player's teammates will lay a wreath and hold a minute's silence in his memory at their home pitch this Saturday. Campaigner Sandra Brown says she and the family of Moira Anderson were devastated after a grave exhumation failed to discover the missing schoolgirl. It had been thought the 11-year-old's remains would be found in a burial plot at Old Monklands Cemetery in Cope Bridge. But nothing was found and Moira's disappearance almost 56 years ago has still to be solved. Sandra believes her late father, Alexander Gartshore, was responsible for Moira's death and insists this is not the end of the story. Now, more than 200 people attended a public meeting over the possible closure of a leisure facility. North Lanarkshire Leisure has earmarked the Ian Nicholson Recreation Centre in Cryston for closure to help cover a £1.2 million funding shortfall. But local residents are angry with the proposal to shut the centre from April. Tory MSP Margaret Mitchell has joined the fight and demanded the centre be retained and receive additional investment. A by-election will take place in Cope Bridge next month following the death of Councillor Tom McGuinness. Voters in Cope Bridge West will go to the polls on February 28. And finally, Airdrie is home to the world's best Scotch pie. Popular bakers JB Christie's came out on top over 100 rivals to win the World Scotch Pie Championships. Andrew Chisholm bought the bakery 3 months ago and says he is delighted with the award. JB Christie's also received a gold award for their onion pie at the competition. Now that's all for this edition of Advertiser News. You can read more about these and other stories in this week's Advertiser, which is on sale now. Until next time, thanks for listening.